Great. We're down to license sales update. Director Kirschman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A great presentation by Brian there as well, and I always learn something new, and I think it's just like you. We didn't know that there were the social dynamics within the fish population as well, did you? So, good stuff, though. Down towards the end of the agenda here, we have the license sales report, and I'll keep this somewhat brief, but I want to point out a few key items for you to look at on that spreadsheet. Again, page 88 in your commission book. Again, the license sales here, they're divvied up by resident, non-resident. A couple items just want to point out on the top rows there in respect to resident license sales. You look at the combination license sales from 2022 compared to 2021. Again, this is as of March 29th. You can see that our license sales are up in that perspective. Some of that is going to be related to some good fishing opportunities and good quality fishing that we had, not only in the ice fishing arena, but as the waters begin to open. You can see the senior combination licenses are up a little bit from last year as well, and also from the three-year trend. Especially looking at 2022, you can look at all license sales, but these specific ones that I mentioned, and where we are from last year comparison to 2021, but even going back the last couple of years, you can see that a continued trend in an upward direction, which is a positive thing to see here. Small game licenses on that resident side, the 2,100 compared to 1,200 from last year and even years before. Some of that might be directly related to having that longer pheasant season going through the end of January. And as we talked about a little bit yesterday in some side conversations, the nice open weather we had through the month of January, there was some obviously some good opportunities for small game hunting this last January to the end of the pheasant season. So I can certainly be playing into that. Look at the annual fishing license sales there under residents, about 15,500 for 2022 at this point in time, comparison to last year and then comparison all the way back to 2019. Again, a lot of that's going to be related to just the phenomenal fishing opportunities we've had in South Dakota. And those of you from up here in the Northeast, you certainly saw it. The ice fishing was fantastic this year. Good conditions, good ice conditions, and obviously the fish were biting. So certainly plays into that as well. We carry over that same kind of conversation into the non-resident arena, in particular the annual fishing license sales there, 12,400 for 2022 compared to 2021 at 8,800. Again, a substantial jump there. And a lot of that is going to be related to the high-quality fishing opportunities that we have in South Dakota. And much of that at this point in time is going to be related to the fantastic ice fishing that we had, in particular in the Northeast, but in many other parts of the state as well. Small game, up just a little bit from last year, and the five-day shooting preserve is another one that you can see is up. And again, a lot of that's probably related to the good weather conditions that we have. And a lot of that will carry over to the all the way to the bottom there on the habitat stamp sales. Again, comparing 2022 to 2021, we're up by about 6,300 habitat stamp sales. And a lot of that's going to be related to fishing as well as people getting out early, getting their fishing licenses early in the year. So all in all, things look very positive for license sales right now, both on the hunting and fishing side as we continue to move into the spring. We'll see how spring weather holds out and what that means for fishing opportunities. We need the wind to let down and some of the snow events to subside, but what we certainly don't want to preclude is any moisture coming, because we need that both from a terrestrial side and aquatic side, as well as we've talked about numerous times, the dry conditions across the state. But from a license sales perspective, things look very good right now, and we'll continue to monitor them as we go into the spring and the early summer, and hopefully for good weather conditions, which will get people in the outdoors and continue buying licenses, which will allow us to provide the various programs and opportunities that we do for our anglers and hunters across the state. So with that, Mr. Chair, I'll sure try to answer any questions you may have, but overall things look really positive right now from a license sales perspective.
Questions from the commission? Mr. Beach?
Not pertaining to this, I just sitting here thinking about it. Well, how do we do with our aerial flying this winter with the lack of snow cover? Is there any reports on less coyote harvest that we're taking, or how do we do this year?
Yeah. To the chair. Commissioner Beast, that's a great question. And I don't have any data in front of me. Certainly with less snow makes it probably less effective in times, right? Snow cover is a big part of that. What I'll do is I'll follow up with all of our regional staff and we'll try to pull some statistics together for you and where we stand right now and how that may or may not have hindered that. We can certainly assume that it probably has some level of hindrance, but we certainly know they're out there doing the job as well. So we'll pull together some stats for you and get that sent out to you.
Commissioner Whitmire.
Yes, Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, thank you, Tom. Looking at Predator Bondman residents, almost double previous recent years, is there anything, any thoughts on that that just stood out as a problem? I mean, it's only maybe 600 extra, but anyway, just interesting.
It is an interesting point, Commissioner, and I don't know if it has more to do with the weather or a higher level of interest in getting out there and doing trapping activities and wanting to get involved with predator varmint removal. So I'm guessing it's probably a combination of all of that. But interesting observation, and hopefully that trend continues in that direction as well.
For any additional comments, concerns, questions? All right, that will conclude our meeting in Watertown, South Dakota. Thank you to staff, as usual, for not only great presentations, but putting together this meeting and all the work that goes into making sure we can meet, broadcast, and everything else. We will be meeting next month, May 5th and 6th, in Custer, South Dakota. So I look forward to another good meeting. And, of course, these are public meetings, so those in Western South Dakota want to attend, you're certainly welcome to. And with that, we will stand adjourned.